Thank you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit, he lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors, all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age, to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Please be seated. Before I begin, some of you may be wondering, where is the bishop? I'm afraid that strep throat ran through his office, and he decided that it would not be Christian to hand out strep throat with the wafers tonight. So you got me, and I'm blessed to be here with you tonight. I don't know about you, but it's been a crazy Christmas season. Every year it seems to get busier and busier. This year, we couldn't even find time to go get a tree. Every evening when one of us was free, another one was busy. Finally, by the middle of December, my youngest son and my husband and I went to go get a tree, even though Jacob was studying for exams and Luke was still away in school, but we had to get the tree. We picked just about the worst night ever. It was pouring down rain. And by the time we got to the Hendricks Public School where they sell the Christmas trees, there were only 6 left. And Max said, "Let's just go home. This isn't like Christmas at all. I'm supposed to argue with my brothers about which tree to pick." We decided to get one anyway, and we brought it home, and J.D. cut off a little bit of the trunk, like you're supposed to do, and we hoped it would start drinking water. We put it in the water, and the next morning I felt in the Christmas tree holder, and it was still full. And I thought, uh-oh. JD went out of town and I forgot to check the water again. So the tree drank everything and then was bone dry, and then it sealed up on the bottom. So by December 20th, pine needles were quietly falling. And just a few days ago, I was driving to work and I saw a fire truck and the lights were going, you know how they go, but the siren wasn't going, and I thought, maybe there's a minor fire somewhere in my neighborhood. And then I thought, oh, my tree. Maybe my tree lit on fire. I waited for a phone call. Thank God, one didn't come. I don't know if you heard, but 6 months ago, I was in a terrible car accident. I was just driving along, both hands on the steering wheel, going to get some gas, and a young man was horsing around with a friend in his big black truck coming towards me. All of a sudden, they veered and hit me. I didn't have time to even put my foot on the brake. One moment, I was going about life as normal. The next moment, I was in an ambulance. They thought I might have broken my neck. A few weeks ago, Max and I were riding our bicycles around the neighborhood, and he asked if we could stop in the place where he saw my car when he and his dad came. We said a prayer of thanksgiving. Our lives are crazy. They'll be going along smoothly, and then all of a sudden, we're in a car accident. Our tree burns. Something happens that throws everything off. Did you know that at Christmas time, the suicide rate in this country is the highest than at any other time of year? Because we think of Christmas as a perfect night. We think that Christmas was idyllic. And when our lives are not perfect, when things are not going smoothly, we feel like it shouldn't be Christmas. Like we don't deserve to be here, that something is off, something is wrong. I don't know what's going on in your life tonight. Maybe you're far away from home. Maybe someone you love has died. Maybe you just had a fight. But whatever it is, I want to tell you something important. Christmas, the birth of Christ, the night that he came, Jesus was not born into a perfect world. Jesus was not born into a perfect world. Jesus was not born into a fairy tale. He was born into a mess. You see, I believe that God does not do anything randomly. Everything that God does is done for a reason that is so profound we may not ever fully understand. And God chose to be born in the heart of the Middle East, in a land of violence and terrorism and injustice. God chose to be born in a land where they were killing baby boys. God chose to be born in a land where a teenage girl could be stoned for getting pregnant outside of marriage. Think about it for a minute with me. God could have been born in the Bahamas. God could have been born in Aspen. God chose to be born in Bethlehem. And can you imagine what it was like for Mary? That young girl, you know, God never asked her if it was okay. It never says in the scripture that God asked her permission. No, God tells her, you are going to have a son, the Son of God, and you will name him Jesus. And so this young girl finds herself traveling away from everything she knows, away from her home, with a man that she barely knows and is just married. And she didn't have a birth plan. She didn't have a baby shower. Can you imagine being pregnant and riding on a donkey? That baby had to have been delivered early, I'm telling you. I don't know about you, but when I had my firstborn son, my husband and I, we had a detailed birth plan. We argued about it for months. You see, I wanted a midwife, and I wanted to do things naturally. And JD said there was no way that some New Age woman was coming to deliver his child. So in our normal way, I prayed about it. And JD ran into a midwife at a yard sale and fell in love with her. We had everything planned to the last minute. We were timing contractions minute by minute. I had Enya playing on the stereo. I was watching Disney movies. I got to stay at home till the last minute. And when we went to the hospital, I had everything I needed. Of course, at the very last moment, I decided that doing things naturally was a little bit painful, so evidently, I stuck out my arm and said, "Give me something right now!" Even with all that comfort and all that planning, I thought I was going to die. Can you imagine what Mary felt like? Do you think that Joseph had a clue about what he was doing? The animals weren't going to help. I'm sure that Mary thought that this was the end of her life, that she was going to die. And out of all that pain, that's when the Son of God was born. You know, they didn't build mangers the way we'd like to see them in the manger scenes in Bethlehem because the wind is so strong. What they did was they dug holes in the sides of the hills so that the animals could get away from the wind. And so when Mary gave birth to this child, she laid him in a feeding trough in a cave. This was not sanitary. Jesus was born in the dirt. He was born in a mess. In a mess. In the past few weeks, a beautiful teenage girl that lives down the street from me was diagnosed with cancer in her leg. Another faithful parishioner went into the hospital with back pain and ended up having brain surgery because they found cancer in her brain. A young woman that I know was hit by a car, and then she tried to stand up to get some help, and she was hit again and died. And whenever these things happen, all of us, we question why. Why, God? How could you let these things happen? Have you just left us? Do you really exist at all? The birth of the Son of God was the single greatest communication between God and humanity in all of history. And God was telling us one very, very simple thing. We suffer because we live in a fallen world. God does not make you suffer. But when you suffer, not if, but when, God will come to you. That no matter how messy or crazy or scary life is, God will be there with you in the very heart of it. You will not be left alone. We are on the brink of a new era, and Christianity is changing all over the world. More and more people no longer believe in God at all. I don't know if you've heard the term, but the media often calls them the nones, nuns, N-O-N-E. Their argument is that there's just too much pain in the world. They point to things like the violence of radical Islam or other acts of genocide, and they say, there is no good in religion. God does not exist. There will come a time when each one of you will be asked why you believe in God. Remember, we believe in a God who is love itself, who does not ever want you to hurt or to be hurt by others. We believe in a God who joins us in the heart of our pain, who stays with us through it all. In the words of John's Gospel, it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. We can see the light best when it shines in the darkness, and the darker the darkness, the brighter the light. So remember the baby. When you're asked what you believe in, remember the baby that was born in the dark. Remember the light that shines in the darkness. And never forget that you are not alone. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world. We pray especially for the people of the Middle East. We pray for the church in Jerusalem. Pray for peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God. Pray that they may find and be found by God. I ask your prayers for the departed. Pray for those who have died. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Almighty God, give us strength and courage to know that you are always with us, even when life seems to fall apart. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. Please be seated. We're so glad that you're here with us tonight, and I'm sorry it's a little warm. We weren't anticipating this nice, hot Florida weather. We're so blessed you're here with us tonight. Again, the bishop wishes you well and wants you to know that he is sorry not to be with you tonight. But I, for one, am grateful that he didn't spread his blessings to us, right? I want you to know that you are always welcome to this congregation. We are open all during the week, and our services are in your bulletin. We do celebrate communion on Christmas Eve, and those of you who are baptized are welcome to come up and hold out your hand for the bread. Or you can guide the cup to your lips, or you can take the wafer and dip it in the cup. If you're from another religious tradition or not sure what you believe, cross your arms, come forward, and we will bless you. And that's a good thing, right? Can't hurt. So we want everyone to come up and feel welcome. Our motto here at the cathedral is love at the core, and we're devoted to providing God's love at the urban core and in the core of our hearts throughout our lives and in this city. I want to encourage you to be generous tonight. Your gifts will further God's mission of nurturing children, feeding the homeless, caring for the elderly, and manifesting grace for us all. We're so blessed to have you with us tonight. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
We trust you daily for the poor, the lame.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, and in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with Mary, Joseph, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us bless the Lord.